Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and the show today is actually going to be a little unique. We've got some foundations that are interested in helping fund the Sound Healing Research Foundation that we have, our nonprofit. And we've got a meeting with 8 foundations on May 20th. And it looks really good. And I, so I thought to actually do a presentation to share all the different things that we're working on. One, so you can find out or know about all the different things we're working on, and if you, to hopefully trigger any ideas for anybody else. But also, in case you wanted to give feedback. To see how my presentation goes, right? So this should be quite interesting. And the intention for today's show is that everybody might have all the funding in the world, that we might be completely abundant to be able to help each other as much as possible. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got the open house tomorrow from 1 to 6. If you're in the area, you can come in, and we'll be doing a wide range of meditations on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Also, we'll be putting people on sound tables and sound lounges, and it's really a great time. It's for 5 hours. And no one ever wants to leave, right? People want to stay later even after it's over, because we just get so in the zone. So that's tomorrow from 1 to 6. We also have our next semester is the summer intensive, and that's starting June 5th. It's 11 days from 10 to 9:30 every day. And that's the first half of the semester. You could just do the first half, though. A lot of people do just the June part, and then if you wanted to come back in August, you can. Or you could do the second half online in August, because we made it so the classes in June are the classes that are best done here. We've got like a dozen instructors, and it's really profound. It's really transformative, but also we teach skills in order to actually work in the field as well. We also have that same program online. You could actually start this Tuesday, the whatever day that is, May 8th or whatever. Let's see. Here we are. Let's see. Actually, yeah, it'd be May 8th. And it's Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then Saturdays from 10 to 1 in the morning. And it's 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And it works really well online. We actually do toning chants and mantras. We do healings on each other. We practice a lot of energy healing and voice healing as well, and listen to songs and tone along with them. And it's really effective if you can't make it out here. And that's the whole certificate program. Both of those programs go right into the degree program if you wanted to continue. The certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree program. And also we've got at the Institute, we've got the 3.5 month version that starts September 4th. That's 3 nights a week and some weekends. So it's not so intensive, spread out a little more. We also, if you pay in full for the summer intensive, by May 8th, you can get $300 off still. Also, we have our audio recording program online starting May 15th, and that works really well because, everybody's got their own recording program, and you can see mine on the screen and hear what I'm mixing in real time. So it works quite well. We also have the certificate program, the same program at the Institute as an intensive for the whole month of July. And it's about learning how to run Pro Tools or any other digital audio workstation, and also how to do recording mixing and producing, and work with MIDI and create music, sound healing music, or music that has more info embedded in it to affect people in a much deeper way. It's really, really cool. We also have some events coming up. May 13th, we have the Roots Cacao, Root Flute Cacao Ceremony. There's a guy who makes flutes out of deer antlers, and he's really good player too. And he's got Tibetan bowls and does a whole event with cacao. So you're all very high and heart open, right? And it's really profound, actually. That's May 13th at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8:30 p.m. And then May 20th, we got the Whirling Workshop with Karima. She's been studying whirling dervish traditions throughout history, and brings the tradition into to show you how to do it. And you don't even fall over. You don't get dizzy at all. She teaches you techniques to be able to do it. And it's really, really gets you really high. So that's May 20th. Let's see, what, 2 o'clock? It's either 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Let's see. Let me double check here. It is at 2 o'clock, yeah, 2 to 4 p.m. So those are different things happening. We also have a therapy center where we do a wide range of therapies, including finding your home note, your soul note, and where you're at peace. And then we give you a CD and that key. We can also do voice analysis to find out what's wrong with you, what issues are going on based on frequencies in your voice. And we also sell that voice analysis program as well. But we can do it online. And we also have a lot of other treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. We also have our store where we sell CDs. We sell tuning forks, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, sound tables, sound lounges with speakers embedded, or subwoofers or transducers embedded in the table. And we have a couple of hundred other instruments that are really cool. Those are online at soundoflove.com. Right. Okay, that's what we have happening here. Boy, so it's really exciting. I've been working on a lot of different things to help people for quite a while. So it's interesting. There's one woman that's very open in this group of philanthropists that are, one of them is very much into sound healing over the last 6 months. She's has some nervous system issues, and she's been using sound healing. And in fact, she just came in a few days ago and had profound experience. And, but the others may not be so open to sound healing and could very easily think it's woo-woo. So I've got to be very scientific and very concise, right? I can't be talking about archangels and ascended masters and aliens and Hathors from other dimensions. Yeah, it's not a good idea to bring that in, I don't think, right? So the idea, though, is really about, well, this is what I'm thinking. Okay, I'm kind of going to walk you through it in this presentation. And again, you'll get to hear about the different things that we're working on to see if you might be interested as well. The first thing I was going to do is tell us a bit about our credibility, right? Well, I've got the Institute, I've got the Sound Healing College. We're now getting accredited. It looks like we'll be accredited within 2 months here now. We're a state-approved college. We have a certificate and associate degree in sound healing and therapy, and an associate or certificate program in audio recording and production, both here and online. Also, I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording called The Art of Mixing. It's been the number one selling book for 15 years, and actually is used in colleges all around the world. It's the number one book used in colleges. I also wrote The Art of Producing, which is the main book on producing music. And it's also in a lot of colleges as well. And I wrote the number one selling book in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, which shows talks about how to affect people physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Also, my CDs are in many hospitals across the country. I have CDs not only for everything from depression to pain to just opening the heart, but also and anxiety, and also for sleep. And I have CDs for surgery, during surgery, for pre-op and post-op that are being used in the UC Med Center here in San Francisco. Also, we're working with a hospital, the Kaiser Hospital, that is using my CDs, and they also are referring pain patients to us now. And they brought 30 doctors for a three-hour workshop, and they were just enamored by what we're doing and really interested. In fact, we're doing a couple of fairs at a couple of Kaiser hospitals at the end of May here as well. So that would be the credibility part, right? Also, I've put on six international sound healing conferences, so I know what everybody is doing in the field as well. And also, I've learned so much from all of the 24 instructors that we have here at the Institute. The next thing is to give an overview. Okay? The whole deal and my whole goal is to help as many people as possible, right? And vibration is really powerful because we know intuitively and scientifically that everything is vibration. There are many laws of vibration that I learned about when I was a physics major at UC Berkeley. Some of the laws are everything's vibration, but also every single thing in the universe has its own specific frequency that it actually vibrates at, and that's mostly what makes it what it is. And when you find that frequency, you can either feed it, and it actually creates its own energy, because resonance is stored energy. And if it's like a part of the body, it will actually release energy and create that part of the body to vibrate more at its own natural healthy frequency. This is really the basis of all, of everything. Everything has its, especially in the body. Let me backtrack for a second. You know, the main focus that we're working on around here is health. There's many other things that a lot of our instructors are working on. One of our instructors is working on actually cleaning water. They found frequencies that clean water. Seriously. Really, and it's been tested many times now. We also have people that are working on designing centers around the world for sustainable food production. And there's also frequencies that are used for actual quadrupling the output of the crops and getting more nutrients into the food using sound, actually. And there's many other aspects for the environment, for just even for, you know, the economic system. But mostly it's about health. And that's where we're mostly focused, is around health. You can look at health from four different perspectives: physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. From the physical level, it's what we were just talking about. It's about actually getting every single part of the body to vibrate at the frequency that it's meant to vibrate at. No higher, no lower. We aren't trying to raise people's vibration physically. That's a misnomer. You don't want to do that. I mean, maybe there's something about raising the frequency of the DNA. I don't know. I think it's more getting everything to vibrate at exactly the frequency that it's meant to vibrate at. If you go too high, you're going to throw that part of the body off, whether it's a cell, an organ, or a bone, or any physical part, or your heart, for that matter. You want it to vibrate at the frequency that it's meant to vibrate at when it's healthy. And we can find that frequency and get it happening, right? And the main deal to do that is there's tens of thousands of frequencies that we hand out in our classes, but nobody agrees with anybody, right? So we set up the Research Foundation to study all the different healthy frequencies for every single part of the body, whether we're talking about cells or bones or nerves or tendons or ligaments or blood or DNA or the fluids in the body. I mean, every single part of the body, what is its natural frequency? So we can resonate it into health, right? Now, as I've talked about many times, it may be different from people to people. So ultimately, what we're looking for is the relationship between the frequencies in the body, the musical interval relationships, like between my heart and my liver, right? I figure that will be the same in everybody if we're healthy, right? Where even if the frequencies are different, the relationships will be the same, okay? I mean, there's also physically, besides finding all of the parts. Oh, that part of the research project is called the Genome Project. Genome. If you go to GENEOM.com, you will see all the different parts of the body. And it's also based on clinical research that's repeatable or anything else that people can submit. And we'll be looking for frequencies that are consistently repeatable and affecting people in really positive ways. It's an open research project, so people can actually submit frequencies as long as they say exactly how it was found and how many people, because we're going to be looking for really, really good research as well. Okay. Besides that, we also physically are going to be looking for pain. And that's one of the the second research project that we'll be working on. And that is there's already been some research around pain from the National Institute of Health. But, you know, it's much more detailed. We need to get much more detailed, I should say. I mean, we should know what frequencies work for different types of pain, because there's all different types of pain. I mean, what frequencies work for bruises? What frequencies work for burns? What frequencies work for chronic pain? What frequencies work for systemic pain? I mean, all the different pains. And it's not simple, because there's 20,000 frequencies and there's a gazillion timbres or sounds. Right. And not to mention a gazillion musical flows. So this is no small deal. But there's some people who have done some work, and I know exactly how to actually pin down what I believe works and to actually really get it very specific. So we know exactly what frequencies to use on pain. We already have many frequencies, and we can retest the ones that work right now as well, because there's no definitive research behind the ones that I've been using. There is research, but the actual details of the research are not there. Okay. So that's physical. And that's really scientific. I mean, we know in physics exactly how sound affects matter. You know, the basic laws of physics are you can entrain something into a certain frequency by just having a strong or consistent frequency. The law of physics is a strong resonant vibration will overcome a weaker and entrain the weaker into the stronger. And that's the basis of all sound healing. So that's really the deal. Oh, the second law of physics around that is if you find the resonant frequency of something and turn the volume up, you can explode it. So that is what they're doing with gallstones, with ultrasound on gallstones and kidney stones, right? And also what Anthony Holland is talks about and shows in his TED Talk, where he shows four different types of cancer being exploded with frequency. If you do a search for cancer TED Talk and sound healing, you'll find Anthony Holland. So this is really effective and very powerful. There's even a company in Israel that's focusing on breaking up tumors with MRI and ultrasound frequency. Every tumor you can imagine. And the people go home after an hour, you know, and are just fine. There's no side effects at all. And the cancer's gone. This is huge. This is really huge. Okay, so that's the physical part. Good science around the physical part. The mental part, there's also good science. Because if you play a rhythm, you can hook up EEG, and within 30 seconds, often 15 seconds, you'll see the brain synchronizing to that rhythm. It can just be a drum, but if you split the rhythm into two frequencies and play them on the left and right ears in the headphones, you also get left and right brain synchronization. Now, what's cool about, well, brain synchronization is really the ideal state. It's very good for people. We can be the most productive and creative. But also, we can use these frequencies to entrain people into delta for sleep, theta for getting in the zone and creative downloads, alpha for being present, and beta, or learning also, and beta for thinking. So that's about getting rid of ADD. We already have multiple treatments for ADD. There's about six types, and we're working on the one type, the main type, where people can't think fast enough, where their brain doesn't go, rather their brain doesn't go fast enough. So they give them speed, right? Ritalin to speed up the brain, and then they can think. Well, if you just find that person's natural rhythm in beta, it's practically a cure. So we want to refine that treatment for all the different types of ADD. I bet you we could have a cure for ADD with brainwave entrainment. I really feel really strongly about this, with just a lot more research to really pin down, because there are different types of ADD, and we want to know how it works for all different types instead of just the one type that we're working with right now. Okay, so there's really good science around brainwave entrainment. There's been many research projects that show that rhythms entrain the brain, and they entrain you into different brainwave states as well. There's been a lot of people that have been studying that for quite a few years. And then there's the third part, and that's emotionally, how we affect people emotionally. The science is a little more anecdotal because we don't really know how to pin down emotions scientifically, although HeartMath is really doing it. HeartMath is now mapping out very specific parameters of physiological responses that are measurable that correspond to different emotional states. So we can actually measure the emotional states physiologically. And that's very cool, because now you can have definitive science about what's actually going on when you do different things, right? So the most important thing is, we can focus on just releasing stuck emotions, right? Or very detailed emotional issues, whether that is PTSD. I often think of PTSD as like three or four different types of issues. One is grief. One is anger. One is anxiety. And then there's sleep as well. And different people have more or less of those issues, sleep issues, right? Or the different issues. So, and we've got, what's cool is we've got treatments for each of these. Over the last 10 years, our students have been creating treatment plans every semester. So we've refined the treatments for all these emotional issues really well. And so it's really, we just really want to research the treatments more, prove them, and get them out there to the public, right? There's also the work around transforming negative beliefs that I throw into the emotional area as well. And we have a really cool exercise to help transform negative beliefs and resonate the positive beliefs. Those are, I guess, the main emotional issues. I guess you could throw in autism in that area. I don't know if you'd think of that as an emotional issue or not. Probably, I don't normally think of it as emotional. But autism, we're working with an autism center in Oakland, or actually in Richmond, with 200 autistic adults. And we created a wide range of treatment plans. Jeffrey Thompson has binaural beats for autism, but also we can find their home note and actually resonate them into their natural resonance. We also have sound pillows that actually work where they can just walk up to the pillow if they want, in case they are, you know, sensitive. Because a lot of people with autism that are very high on the spectrum, where they're very low functioning, are very sensitive to being even approached with anything. So we just lay the pillows on the ground and let them walk up. And if they like the sound, then we start working with the sound lounges, right? So we want to really have funding to really support autism centers and really get vibration out there to help them in any way, and research exactly how it could help them deeper. Then there's the spiritual realm. We don't talk much about the spiritual realm, but the quantum physics is really, really defining it more, much better. But, you know, the main thing is what a lot of people don't talk about, and I like to talk about, is opening people's heart with sound. And it's really about teaching people to have compassion, to have more love, and to have more gratitude, and to run those energies with physical vibration to make it stronger in the body and stronger as it goes out to the world, right? So there are aspects. I mean, we actually talk about the frequency of the soul, but goodness gracious, who can prove that there's the soul? So there's, you know, it's hard to make very much headway on that at all. Ideally, the ultimate state is to get people into a state of oneness. And really, that means a brainwave state where you're not focused in the prefrontal cortex, where you're tuned into multiple things at once. It's the ideal state. It's like when listening to music or listening to the frequencies within a crystal ball, or looking at sparkles on the water. When you tune into more than one thing at a time, we're not talking about multitasking, that's when you're in the ideal state of theta. And we can even use theta to get you in that state. It also helps people get out of emotional issues when they go into the multi-brain state, where all the parts of the brain are talking to each other. Joe Dispenza talks about this in detail. So that would be the spiritual realm. So those are some of the projects we're working on, some of the research projects around physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. There's also, those are the main ones. But there's also the really big project that we've been working on we got a $100,000 grant a couple of years ago to bring our curriculum of sound, music, and geometry into two Montessori schools. And we've created 2,000 exercises. We've completed 500, and they're now being implemented in the two schools. And it's profound what's happening. The whole reason the woman who owns the school got involved with it, she had the schools for 26 years, is because she wanted to get the children back in their bodies. She said in the last 5 years, the ADD is off the charts. And the general consensus is it's all about screen time, right? So we're using vibration, especially with the voice, to get them back in their body. We're also using crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, instruments that anybody can play. So we're teaching them to play instruments that so people don't get frustrated. So anybody can play the instruments. Anybody can tone a vowel, right? And we are teaching the physics of sound, so they know the actual physics of vibration and how it works in the universe and how to reconnect to nature more. We are also teaching vocal expression to be able to express themselves freely. You know, babies had it down. They have it down. They're incredible voice healers because they know how to release stuck emotions whenever they actually have it. You know, if a baby has any stuck emotion, it's like, wah! They let it out and it's gone, right? And then around one or two, they say, shh, quiet. And then we get in school and it's like, no more sound. And we lose the ability to release these emotions and express ourselves freely. We're just afraid to even express ourselves. Then we get sicknesses in the throat chakra. I mean, oh my God. You know, I mean, it's a full major issue, especially in the schools we're working with, which are Asian. The woman who owns the school is really adamant about us helping them be able to express themselves more, because she says it's a problem being Asian in a country where people are so expressive, right? So the idea is once we get all of these exercises implemented in these schools, we'll set up an association to bring it into private and public schools. Seeing the work we've been doing with these children at every age level, from 3 months all the way up to 18 years, six different age groups, seeing what is happening with them, is it just brings me to tears. And to imagine how it could transform children to be able to, basically what they're learning are techniques for health, techniques for emotional health, for physical health, for mental health, right? And learning. All of the things we're talking about have been designed into the actual curriculum. And every single, we studied all of the books on childhood development, especially the latest books on brain development. So every exercise, 2,000 exercises, are backed by research in the field. How'd that sound? So we would like to be able to take this into the mainstream, right? I mean, the truth is, what we're really wanting to do is, with the research, all these different research areas, we'd like to set up not only the research foundation with a wing for each area, one for PTSD, one for ADD, one for autism, one for sleep, one for pain management, and make it so that those are actual centers for people to come and get treatments. And we could franchise it, but really what I'm interested in is just triggering other people to get it so it's the norm. So other people will start setting up these centers around the planet using sound, and it becomes the norm because it's so effective. It's so effective, right? I mean, that's what I really see as the end goal, not only getting it into schools, but also I would like to have another, I haven't mentioned this, I would like to have a center where the children that have serious issues, whether it's serious ADD or trauma, right, or any learning disability. They could go to this center where we're doing research on these issues and get very detailed treatments. And then through that research, we would be using them as research for the research as well. We could then refine the curriculum in the schools to actually make what we're doing effective for even people with serious learning disabilities or any type of disability, right? And then hopefully spawn a whole range of centers that would be associated with schools that are doing this program for very serious issues where they could get one-on-one treatment, right? We have one of our instructors is a specialist in this area. She teaches in the online classes, and it's really, oh my God, it's so effective. She can tell from a way a baby moves what type of birth trauma they had, or if they had birth trauma, or of a child. I mean, she can do like 15 minutes of test and tell precisely what the issues are and how to treat them with sound and vibration. Very, very cool. Okay. So all of these research projects are about helping more people and also proving that it works in order to help bring it into the mainstream. Although there's a certain number of people, there's a lot of people that are convinced by research, actually a whole lot. And also it gets it into the media. When you have good research, you can go to the media and they say, okay, because the media is all about research, even though a lot of research is just BS, right? I mean, it's like, oh, we studied five people, or it was funded by someone that, you know, wanted to prove their agenda. But anyway, it's still good to get it into the mainstream, very good to get it in the mainstream, right? So there's that aspect of research. But a lot of people don't change their minds based on research. The masses often don't change their beliefs when they hear about research, especially if it's a little out there for their belief system. So what we've created also is a whole range of multimedia projects. We have four movies. One is Close Encounters 2. The aliens come back as bubbles floating between the speakers, which is the mixing system that I use in my audio recording book. I've actually visualized every single sound in the audio mix as a sphere. So volume is front to back, panning is left and right, frequency is up and down. So you can see all the sounds floating between the speakers. I've created it in 3D so you can actually see them floating between the speakers and they flash to the mix. And you can reach up with a data glove and grab those sounds and move them around and control the mix. In surround sound, the sounds are floating around the room and you can reach out with a data glove with full virtual reality and control the mix of each sound and even throw it around the room. So in the movie Close Encounters, the aliens are actually the mixes. And then they go inside the body and heal every disease there is in the body. It just so happens we've created a virtual reality system for healing that is exactly like this. You put on the VR helmet, you look down, you see a graphic of inside of the body. You take a sacred geometry image and you can put it like in your heart, and it moves the sound up and down on the sound table so you feel it in your heart right where you're seeing it visually. You could have sounds and visuals throughout your whole body flowing through your body. You could have a golden ball of light going through your nervous system. And we've created a vest so you could even have the sounds flowing through the acupuncture points on your body and see it, the sounds visually going through the body. Oh my God, it could be so much fun to have geometries throughout the body or surrounding the body. It would be a whole virtual reality aided visualization for healing. Not only that, we've created a game where you can actually, the goal of the game is to track down and use different sound healing techniques that you learn in the game to actually get rid of diseases, pain, or any other issues you have going on, even emotional issues. So you're basically learning how to heal yourself or heal your mom or whoever else has that issue, right? So there's those games as well. Okay. So anyway, then Close Encounters, the aliens come back as and do healing in the virtual reality system. And of course, then the military shows up and tries to stop them and the pharmaceutical companies. But also there is, they show them the frequency of love, a sphere, which is the frequency of love. And they say, put this in your heart and it will open your heart. So the general actually gets his heart open and everybody's heart is open. And then every disease on the planet is healed and every heart is open on the whole planet. That will bring sound healing into the mainstream more than anything. Oh my God, a movie all based on sound healing with Spielberg. Oh my God, we already have a guy that's really interested in helping us. Two people, actually, three people. One guy used to be the head of Paramount, right? Paramount Movies. So we just got to get a screenplay. I've already got a 20-minute demo for it. There's some other movies. One is Thrive Forward. It's like based on the movie Thrive, and it's really to show what it would be like when everybody is healthy, when everybody is abundant, and there's nothing taking all of the abundance out of the system, banks and governments and such, right, or corporations. And there's healthcare for everybody, and everybody is completely abundant. It's hard to visualize. And the point of the movie is to actually be able to visualize what it would be like where everybody is living in harmony, right? There's also a sound healing documentary that we're working on as well. And we have another guy that has done 20 major movies that's interested in that as well. But then we've got the products I haven't even mentioned. I've developed a whole system where you can put on feedback devices like heart monitors or just the iPhone, right? Heart monitor or EEG, or there's a full range of devices. There's even cameras that look at your eye movement and facial movements and can tell what emotions are going on. And based on these feedback devices, I have created an algorithm so that you'll have different parameters of the music will entrain you into the rhythms and frequencies and music of exactly what you need at that moment. This will work with the virtual reality system on the sound table as well. We also sell sound lounges. We're working on getting them into airports and into what I call healing playgrounds. In the healing playground, people will be able to, you know, it's like Pier 39 or Sausalito. People will go be able to play with them. But also it will be a center where we'll have a full range of electromagnetic devices. There's a lot out there that are quite expensive as well. And we will be a clearinghouse to be able to pin down and say how effective that device is for different issues. And so we'll give our stamp of approval and therefore have all the products and be able to sell them and such as well. Oh, my God, I'm getting tired just telling you about everything. Okay, then one final thing, Compassion the Play. I put together a whole play, a Cirque du Soleil-style play, after meeting with Steve Wynn years ago when he said that he was looking for a new play. I put together a play based on these people that ripped me off 15 years ago, and it's called Compassion. It took me quite a few years to have compassion for those people that ripped me off. And so this is compassion. I took it to the extreme of compassion for those that are destroying the planet. Compassion for those that are hurting each other and hurting us. And it's really compassion. Compassion. And once the idea, well, actually, I've got a full demo. There's an earth character that is the earth. and he grows up and he falls in love with the queen of the elements, and then the dark forces kill the queen of the elements. And then it's about having compassion for those dark forces. And when he finally does, then all the earthquakes and everything on the planet clear up. All people's hearts are open and everybody lives in harmony. Speakers in every seat in the play, so you're vibrated into bliss. It's IMAX 3D, and so the actors and actresses are interacting with the 3D stuff. Oh my God, right? And we've got a whole budget for it. We also have one of the main producers from Cirque du Soleil who's really interested and committed to working on the play with us. I think that's about it. We also want to synchronize with hospitals in way more detail and such. Wow, enough talking. Let's play one of my main songs, Water of Life. This is 11 minutes. And maybe you can help me visualize a whole world transforming. We're also going to have many philanthropists coming to our conference October 5th and 8th. So enjoy and visualize a whole new world. Thanks for listening. Take this energy forward. Take care.